Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I get up every time I think about the opportunity to talk to my heroes, small business owners, all of you folks out there listening right now, those of you who have small businesses, and those of you who want to have small businesses. You haven't quite gotten there yet. And those of you who work for small businesses. You know, over 70 million Americans, more than half, there are approximately 140 million workers in America, employees in America, and over half of them work for a small business. And, that's 70-something million small business employees out there. And we thank you, too, folks, all of you who work for small business, who are dedicated to small businesses. We appreciate that. What you do is important. And thank you for listening, too. You know, folks, as you know, this year, since the first of the year, I've been doing some programs on business fundamentals. And I'm up to marketplace fundamentals. We've already talked about human resources fundamentals and financial fundamentals and technology, not technology, management fundamentals. Technology is coming up. And now I'm on marketplace fundamentals. And I want to talk about some things that I believe will help you stay out of the business obituaries. Now, the reason I've been using that term, business obituaries, is because I refer back to something that I was given, some information I was given by Chad Moutre, the chief economist at the Office of Advocacy at the SBA, when he determined that lately, in the last few years, small businesses have been failing at an increased rate of 20%. By that, I mean they used to, 8 or 10 years ago, small businesses, 50% of small businesses failed in 5 years. Well, these days, 50% of small businesses are failing on average by the time that they're in their fourth year. By the time they have their fourth anniversary, 50% are gone. And that's a frightening statistic to me. That's a very discouraging, disappointing, and disturbing statistic to me. And it should be to you, too. And that's the reason why I do what I do, is to try to prevent you from becoming part of that statistic and prevent you from becoming from being in the business obituaries. And so that's the reason why I want to talk to you about these fundamentals. And the fundamental today, as I said, is the marketplace fundamental. And as you grow your business, folks, remember that the divining rod of success in the marketplace will always twitch in the direction of one thing and one thing only: serving the humans we call customers. And here's all you have to know. This is the only thing you have to know about our customers. A customer's life is beautifully simple. In their role as a customer, their life is beautifully simple. And you know what I'm going to say, don't you? It's all about them. Any questions? It's that simple, folks. It's all about them. When they walk into your business, when they call you up, when they go to your website, when they receive an email from you, when you send them an email, a direct mail piece, whenever the two of you come together in any way, fashion, or form, really, in reality or virtually, physically or over some kind of electronic mechanism, I don't care how you guys come together. But once you do, at that moment, none of it is about you, small business owner. It's all about the customer. Now, here's where you and I get upside down in that situation. Here's where you and I get a little bit confused as we're putting our businesses together, as we're going about the process of making things available to our customers. When you and I are buying stuff for our businesses. We're buying things that we think our customers would like to buy. Maybe it's a finished product that we're buying wholesale and selling retail. Maybe it's a component part that we're putting together. We're adding value. As we're buying those things, as we're looking at what we're buying to resell to our customers, someone sells us. Someone actually makes a sales pitch to us, and they close the deal, and we look at them, and they're telling us how all of these things that they're selling will benefit us. They're talking about benefits to us, and we buy it. We say, yes, this will benefit me. And then we turn right around and give those same benefits to our customers. Here's why you should buy this. These are benefits. Well, here's what happens, folks. From the time it goes from your vendors to you the customer, to when you become the vendor to your customers, all of those benefits that you, all those things that you were so excited about that were benefits to you, morph into transformation, go into a transformation, a transmogrification, I think is maybe another word for it. They change into features for your customers, not benefits. They're only benefits to you, and you can't turn around and tell them, if a vendor is telling you that that if you buy this line, you get all these colors, then you can say, okay, that's a benefit to me because I can offer my customers all these colors. But that's only to all of your customers, folks. The person in front of you is not all your customers. The person in front of you is just one customer. And they don't care about all your colors. See, all your colors are benefits to you as you're buying them from your supplier. But when you go to talk to your customer, that one customer, all your colors doesn't mean anything to that person. You know why? Because all they care about is the color they want. All those other 999 colors in your 1,000 color array means nothing to them. Even though they may look at 8 or 10 of the other colors, those are just features to them. All they want is the one color you have that they want. And guess what? You might not even have that color. Even though you've got 1,000 colors, it might not be the one they want. And we'll talk about this in just a minute. And why we get upside down when we try to take care of our customers because of the way we buy things. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. What a voice. Welcome back. It's 23. Pretty good call for two, I think. Also, 23 after the hour. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm Jim Blassingame. Did I say that? I think I did. I think you know who I am. And we're talking about marketplace fundamentals. I'm talking about some, it's just you and me, by the way, if you just tuned in. And I'm talking about some things that I want you to know about. I'm doing a series on these things I want you to know about that'll help you stay out of the business obituaries. And I was just talking about things that are benefits to you when you're buying them to sell, but they become features. They literally change into features when you present them to your customers. Your benefits are their features. And if you try to present your benefits, the things that were benefits when you bought the stuff, to benefits to your customers, you're going to lose. You're going to fall through the cracks. You're not going to get the customers that you need. Because if remember my story of 1,000 colors. You know, here's you're in the paint business or you or whatever. It doesn't matter what business you're in. There are 1,000 options. There are 1,000 options here that you can buy and offer your customers. Wow, 1,000. That's going to be great. I'll be able to serve lots of people with 1,000 options, 1,000 colors, 1,000 models, whatever it may be. And then when somebody walks in the door and they say, well, tell me why I should be in your shop because we have 1,000 options. Well, you know what they're going to think? Maybe even subconsciously, they're going to think, I don't need 1,000. I just need one. I wonder if this guy has the one that I want. So all those things, that 1,000 options, 1,000 colors, those are just features to your customers. And you cannot show them, you cannot present them, you cannot lead with those things as if they were benefits. You've got to be able to find out what they want and get the benefit and find the benefit inside of your features for them. Remember, all they want is the one thing that they want. They don't want 1,000 of your options. They just want one. They just want one car. They just want one pair of shoes. Well, okay, sometimes the ladies want two pair, but just teasing, ladies. But the thing is you see what I'm getting at? They just want the one, not the 1,000. So you see, hopefully you see what I mean when I say that if you're using your benefits to try to convert them into benefits for your customers, then you're confusing your customers, you're frustrating them, and they're not going to buy from you. They're not as likely to buy from you for sure. And so if your sales aren't where they should be, maybe that's what's happening. And so you need to check your position. What is it about what we're doing? How are we presenting the things that we're selling? Are we taking them directly from when we buy them and telling the same story? Are we telling the same story to our customers that we were told by the people who sold us when we were their customers? If you're telling the same story, then you're not doing the right thing. You're messing up. And that's the reason, probably the big reason, why your sales may not be where they need to be and why you've got customers. You know, here's the frustrating thing for somebody like you and me, small business owners, is we got people coming in, we're advertising, and we've got a lot of brand recognition in the marketplace. People are coming in like crazy, but they're not buying. That is the most frustrating thing of all, is when we get the traffic, we got people coming in, but they're not buying. If that's happening to you, if sales aren't where you need to be, you need to think about this thing of your benefits are not your customers' benefits. Now, the best way to realize and to make the conversion from your benefits to their benefits is to find out what excites your customers. What is it that they're excited about? And here's how you do that. You have to realize this little, you have to say this little acronym to yourself, WIFM. And you've heard me talk about this before. You know what WIFM means. You probably heard someone else say this. WIFM is the acronym for what's in it for me. Consciously or unconsciously, our customers, when they walk in the door, they're saying, what's in it for me? Remember what I said earlier, the customer's life as a customer is very simple. It's all about them. What's in it for me? And the more you can focus on what's in it for that customer, not, you know, someone said to me recently, I want to go into retail. I said, why? And they said, because I like people. Well, what you have to remember is people is not the same thing as the public, right? When you're in retail, you're not waiting on people. You're waiting on the public. And the public comes at you one at a time. And each one of those members of the public have things on their mind. They have things that they have the question, what's in it for me? And so what you've got to do is you got to break down all those benefits, all those 1,000 options that you have, into a very individual benefits for your customers. What is in it for them? Answer that question and you'll be more successful. And later in the week, I got a little bit more on this part of the marketplace fundamentals, and that'll be on Friday, I think. 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back with Karen Kerrigan. She's the chairman and the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.